Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-pated fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Welcome to episode 145 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
So what are we doing this week, John?
Well, we're going to talk to Francine Thomas Reynolds of New Stage Theater in Mississippi.
Cool. Awesome. And what are they doing?
Well, we're going to talk about the Adore Wealthy New Play series. We're going to talk about their day camps that they've got going on. And we're going to talk about the show they have coming up after all this stuff, Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Well, they got a pretty busy schedule.
Busy summer for them down there, yeah.
Well, let's hear about it.
Okay.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the gutter,
all play
of course.
In the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children, are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Yes, sir.
Longtime friend, although we've never met in person. Longtime friend of the show, Francine Thomas Reynolds.
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
She is from the New Stage Theater in Jackson, Mississippi. And you guys have an amazing thing going on down there every year, which is the Eudora, Wealthy New Play Series.
Talk to us about it.
Well,
it's taken many different forms. Eudora Welty was a friend of the theater and was on the board of directors and helped us raise money when she was alive by offering her resources and offering signed editions, first editions of books and things like that to raffle off. Anyway, she loved theater and she loved New Stage. And while she was alive, we had the Eudora Welty New, it was first called the Eudora Welty New Playwright Series, and it was doing some full lead produced shows on our main stage while she was alive, and she was instrumental in choosing those plays, and that was sporadic. And when she died, she bequeathed some money to the theater, and that was put towards the Eudora Welty New Play Series. And what we do is we have a series where we read plays all during the year, any submissions into the series, and then we select three plays that receive stage readings here at the theater. And this year, starting new, is the top play received $1,000, and then the second play received $250, and the third play received $150. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we had over 192 submissions this year of all types of plays, you know. And so they go through two rounds first. You know, I mean, they're read by two readers first in the first round, and then they go to the next round if they receive two yeses.
So what are the submission guidelines for anyone out there that would want to get involved in this process?
We want full-length plays. And that's about it. Right now, we are not accepting children's plays into the series, and we've started accepting musicals. So they need to submit the play between June 1st and December 1st, and they need to include a self-addressed stamped envelope if they want the play back. They don't have to include that, but what they do need to include is their bio, a synopsis of the play, and a character list in the play, and contact information for themselves.
Do you guys accept digital copies, or are you still looking for manuscripts?
We accept digital too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, do they need to have any production behind them, or is that...
Oh, yeah, I should say that. They can have productions behind them, but the restriction is it cannot have been produced at a professional theater. It can have been read at a professional theater, but it cannot have received a full production at a professional theater.
Cool. Awesome, awesome.
And so just while we're on it, hit the submission deadlines again for me.
It's June 1st through December 1st.
Okay, so you're...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you're just coming up on starting this whole cycle again with the reading plays and all
that's
that
right.
Not too long ago, a couple of weeks.
It's hard to get them all read, and so that's why we need them. The earlier, the better. We're going to start our reading process earlier this year. Because, like, to be fair and to get them all read twice by a committee of readers. We have a committee of readers in the first round. It's a larger committee, of course, and then as we, you know, start eliminating some plays, the reading committee gets smaller and smaller for each round. So,
all right, cool. And then, when do you announce every year?
We will announce by March 1st next year. It's different depending on the year because of when we actually do the readings and how the readings fit into the season.
Okay.
Our goal, of course, is to find that play that we can workshop and produce on our main stage. And we have found certain plays that we really, really like, and I am still looking at them as possible shows to fit into our season. Or a future season. And this year we had three wonderful plays, and some of them are more appropriate for a smaller space. So I'm looking at the one that won this year to produce down in our second space, which is a small theater and seats up to 125 people. So it can be, you know, produced in different ways.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the winning play from this past year.
It was by a playwright named Jamie Wax, who's from... Well, he lives in Louisiana and in L.A. He's from Louisiana, and it's called The Scutley Papers. And this was actually a one-person show.
Hmm.
And it's about a woman who, is going through some abuse from her husband and wants to write. And he throws out everything that she could possibly write on. So she ends up writing on toilet paper with an eyebrow pencil. And it's funny in some ways, but it also is serious, and that's what was appealing to this. And it's so well written because the woman, the character, is a poet. And so some of this original poetry that Jamie wrote is in the play.
Wow.
It takes place in a trailer park. It takes place in the bathroom. You can imagine the circumstances.
Yeah.
Has some humorous moments to it also.
Sure, sure. But yet a serious topic and
right.
Definitely one that hits home. So
right.
Awesome. Well, that's not all you guys have going on though, is it?
No, we are opening Smokey Joe's Cafe on May 26th. And Smokey Joe's Cafe is the last show in our subscription season for the 2008-2009 season.
Cool.
So, and it's exciting and fun. We got a lot of new talent or people debuting with Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Now, did you direct it?
No, actually, a man named Pepe Biddy, who's guest directed here quite a bit, is guest directing that show.
Okay, well, good. Let's talk about it then. How is it? No, I'm just kidding.
We've searched all over for the talent for this show. We've brought in an exciting group of people. We have some local people in it, too, but like we've got talent from SETC and from Up to Audition, so it was real fun, you know, going to the dance auditions because Pepe and I went to all the dance auditions and I don't usually do that. So, or the dance callbacks. And that was a lot of fun.
So. I'm glad you think so. The times that I've been part of it, I didn't think so.
It's like, you know, cause you know, you've got the movers and then the real dancers and everything.
Right.
So.
I definitely qualify in the former category there of the that with just movers. Although that's debatable. I'm trying to keep a straight face here, Francine.
I'm sorry.
That's debatable.
Going back to the Eudora Welty new play series, one thing I didn't explain is that the show right now, the plays that we select get a 1 week rehearsal period too. And we bring in the playwrights attend rehearsals if they want and, sit in the audience for the readings. And they come up on stage after and we have an adjudicator who talks about the plays and we have a question and answer session with the audience and talk about ways that the play could be staged and perhaps maybe strengthened or changed. Or if it's just perfect, we say that too. So
that's awesome though. So there's definitely some community feedback there.
And they fill out forms and do all that kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
So not only do you have the next show, Smokey Joe's Cafe, but you're about to start up your educational wing for the summer, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's very big, because each year it just keeps expanding and we add more faculty onto it, but we have a waiting list. We cannot get all the kids in, which is horrible. Because right now we have 66 kids in our 4-week camp and we have 25 kids in our 2-week camp. Our 2-week camp just meets in the mornings and that's for kids, you know, grades 1st through 5th. And then our 4-week camp meets all day long for 4 weeks, and it ends up with the production of a Broadway Junior show every year, and this year it's Thoroughly Modern Millie Junior. And they spend the mornings having classes and everything. It doesn't really have much to do with the actual show rehearsals. They have classes in acting and dancing and singing and stagecraft and stage combat and all that type of thing. And then in the afternoon they rehearse the show and then they end up performing the show for 4 performances.
Now, how long do they have to rehearse it? I mean, how long of a time period? A couple of weeks or how long does the camp last?
No, it's 3.5 weeks because it's a 4-week camp.
Wow.
So it's a big deal.
Not much
time at
all.
And it's only $350. We get funding for it too and we give away scholarships. We've given away 12 scholarships for this year. So that's pretty exciting.
So for people in the area or around, how would they get their child on the waiting list, so to speak?
They call our education director, Chris Roebuck. And that number, you want me to give you the number?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
601-948-3533, extension 232. And then in the future, the way to get information early enough so you can sign up is to go to our website, www.newstagetheater.com, and that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, spelling of theater, and click on and get onto our bulk email list, because that's how people get information early enough to register. We also mail out information, but it seems like getting the bulk email is the best way to get the information right now.
Cool. And is are the performances to the Thoroughly Modern Millie, are those open to the public, or is that something that's by invitation only? How do you?
Oh, no, we sell tickets and everything. It's, you know, you just go, you know, no. The kids get their comp tickets or whatever, but we open it up to anybody who wants to come and see it. So.
Good. Well, how can people get tickets to all of the shows?
They can go to our website again, www.newstagetheater.com, and get online tickets, or they can call our box office at 601-948-3533, extension 222, or just, you know, press 1. And also our website tells you information about the Eudora Welty New Play Series and submission guidelines and all that type of thing.
Awesome.
This is finishing up your season. Have you guys announced your next season?
We have. Now, some of the plays we haven't secured the rights to, so we have some substitution plays also, which we don't usually do, but this year we have that because I'm still waiting to get the rights for a couple of things, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But right now, we have Gutenberg the Musical. Do you know that play?
Is that Steve Gutenberg from like the 80s?
No, it's a Police Academy.
Police Academy. Yeah,
no, it's not Steve Gutenberg. But that's
Cocoon.
Part of the play. It's a 2-man show, and it's two people who are trying to get backers for their show, which is about Gutenberg's printing press. And so they're trying to impress, and it's a musical, and so they're trying to impress the backers, so they do all the numbers from the show. That's really funny.
That's cool.
And then we have Cat on a Hot Tin Roof as our American classic.
Good choice.
And then I love it. And then our Christmas show is A Christmas Carol. And then here, wait for it, I'm trying to get the rights to, I'm not sure if we're going to or not, Boeing, you know, the farce. And then Dividing the Estate, Horton Foote's Dividing the Estate. And I've been trying for a couple of years to get the rights to it. And that looks promising, as a matter of fact, because I've been talking to the agent about that. And then our last show is Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, which is a musical using Neil Sedaka's music. It's actually really good, and it's right now playing in Branson, Missouri. So
cool.
Now, what
are your backups? Can you announce that, or have you announced that yet?
Yeah, Unnecessary Farce, in place of Boeing, and possibly Wait Until Dark, or Driving Miss Daisy.
Wow. You've definitely hit the Mississippi thing a couple of times, haven't you?
Right, right. Well, we always try to do, and actually, you know, it ends up sometimes we're doing more than one Southern show.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Tennessee Williams, of course, is Southern, and mm-hmm. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof takes place in Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and then Dividing the Estate takes place in Texas, and so that's why I thought I would replace it with a different Southern show.
Awesome. Well,
but those substitutes are not set in stone. You know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we get the rights to the five shows I chose for the season. So,
yeah. sorry. When are you having season auditions, or is that?
We'll have those in August, and it's usually the second weekend in August, and we'll have that on our website too. But those are open auditions for anybody who wants to audition, and you get a 5-minute slot, and you can do one or two monologues in those 5 minutes and sing a song. So it's up to you. If you just want to do one, that's fine. We like to see the contrasting monologues if possible. So
awesome. Well, we're going to see you at SETC this year, right?
Oh, I'm going to stop by and make sure that I
right. You have just, if there's somebody in the chair, and this, we're going to go ahead and say this out loud. If there's somebody in the chair interviewing with us, you just tell them, excuse me. I'm
Take
Francine Thomas Reynolds. And then we'll let you.
I've tried for 2 years, you know, I linger there and I'm like waving at you and everything. And you're like blowing me off.
That's the price of fame. You know, I mean, it's when you're as big as we are.
Yeah.
And I mean that. And I mean that literally, when you're as big as we are. Okay, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Francine, to talk to you. And let's not wait so long next time.
I want to encourage people each time I can talk about it to submit plays. I mean, it is really, really important to us, the new play series. So I just, you know, want more. You know, it'd be great if we had 300 submissions. I don't know how we'd get them all read, but it would be great to see that many. You know, and they're not all good, so I want all good plays this time.
Okay,
so.
that's a requirement then. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. Yeah, okay. Play must be good.
Play must be good.
This self-addressed stamped envelope.
That's
play
it.
Must be good. There you go.
Thanks again, Francine.
Thank you.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so we want to thank Francine Thomas Reynolds of New Stage Theater for letting us chatter up a little bit about what she's got going on in Mississippi.
Yep, and I think we're going to be hearing more from New Stage over their upcoming season.
Yeah.
So
seems like they're doing a lot of good stuff.
They do. They really do down in Jackson. So thanks again, Francine. And next week, as I bump the microphone, next week is going to be Kitchen Dog Theater in Dallas, sort of my old stomping grounds.
Right.
We're going to talk to Tina Parker.
Now, is she a former cohort?
She is a former cohort, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So more cohort-ish.
Cohorting-ish stuff. Mm. All right. So, hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.